Yeah, just I felt like we needed a touchdown there, Matt. And, you know, obviously we did, you know. And so went for it, thought we had it. Looked like it was clear that we had it, so I challenged it. And they said we didn't have it. They said the play, the call on the field stands. So I don't know. I can't hear a word you're saying, Mark. I really apologize. Why don't you just come on up here? We can. This is way too formal. What?
Can you hear me now? Okay, their running backs had 11 catches, 199 yards, 2 touchdowns. Some thoughts about what they were doing there.
Yeah, they got a good team, Mark. You know what I mean? They got good running backs. I thought our defense played hard. I mean, I thought that, you know, that offense has scored 30-plus points many times. And did a good job tonight in the fourth quarter, did a better job than us. And, you know, we just have to regroup here and turn the page to San Diego.
Did you see the laser pointers or the paper airplanes?
I have no idea about that. No idea. That's a question for security people, not me.
Coach, your thoughts on the Azteca Stadium and the Mexican people and the old atmosphere that you live here?
I couldn't hear that.
Your thoughts on the Azteca Stadium, the Mexican people, and all the atmosphere that you live here?
Yeah, you know, besides the game, we had an excellent trip here. Great experience for our players. Unbelievable crowd. It's just a really cool atmosphere for both teams. So it was a great trip as far as that's concerned. Obviously, the game didn't go the way we wanted it to go.
The offense is clicking so well. Boy, it makes a difference when Braxton's in there and William's there. Could you give your comments on
that? Yeah, I thought the offense played well tonight. You know, I think that it was obviously much improved, and it's just too bad that we couldn't pull it out. You know, I just I think our players really played hard, and just really proud of our players. And there's a lot of season left, and we need a great home crowd versus San Diego, because that's a big game for us.
Bill, did you consider challenging the call on Lamar Miller's run right before the Akeem Hunt run on the third down play?
The play before the fourth down play? Yeah, I mean, I've considered challenging many plays today. I mean, let's go back to the first quarter. Was Hopkins out of bounds on that play? No. So, like, you know, look, I'm not going to sit up here and get fined. You know, I'm just third-year coach in the NFL. But, you know, I think we really got to look at all those things. You know, we got all these cameras, and we can't get that right, you know. I mean, I didn't think Hopkins was out of bounds, but the whistle had blown, so I didn't, you know, I couldn't challenge that play, even though I threw my flag, so they didn't give me the timeout because the whistle had blown, but I thought he was in bounds. So start there, you know, and then list all the things that I could have challenged.
What were your thoughts about, you talked about the defense playing hard, go through the fourth quarter, and they made their comeback, some thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I thought our defense really played tough the whole night, Mark. I mean, you know, look, this is an offense in Oakland that, you know, they're going to make plays at times during the game. Like I said, they've had many games where they've scored 30-plus points. You know, one game where Carr threw for 500 yards. I mean, I thought our defense played a very tough football game. It's the NFL. I mean, it's the NFL. They got a good team. We've got a good team, and they came out on a winning end. Give them a lot of credit.
You went for it on fourth and one a couple of times. Did you think about doing the fourth and four on your final possession?
Yeah, I did. I definitely did. I thought it was more like, from my vantage point, it looked more like fourth and six. So I felt like it was about 3:15 to go in the game, and I felt the ball was around the 40, 45-yard line that we could maybe try to pin them and try to stop them, make them punt. And, you know, I had a timeout there. And so I, you know, look, hindsight can always be 20/20. Obviously, if I had it back, I'd go for it. But I felt like that was the best decision at the time.